Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, good morning to you. This is Breakfast Business with me, Emmett Oliver. You're very welcome along. Standing in this morning for Joe Lyon. We're coming up on the show, how Ireland can continue to attract FDI in the Trump era. How can it be done? Also, what can help Irish SMEs to accelerate AI in their businesses? We will find out. But before we do any of that, let's have a quick canter through this morning's newspapers. And the Examiner, true to its roots, is focusing on Murphy's Stout. They're talking about Heineken reporting strong growth. Heineken reported forecast beating first quarter sales, but Murphy's Stout seeing further distribution gains, screams the newspaper. They've got a long time, interest in both Murphy's and Beamish. They say that demand for Beamish and Murphy's, all of them, all the different stouts, rising on the back of Guinness, of course, very popular with Gen Z audiences over Christmas. The whole splitting the G phenomenon and all of that has boosted all three stout brands. So good news for people involved in the drinks industry there. Over a very interesting story in the Irish Independent, they say secondary schools across the country are trademarking their names and logos in a push that is being aided by Dublin law firm Mason, Hayes and Curran. More than a dozen schools have already had their names and logos trademarked with the assistance of the law firm. This includes fee-paying schools and community schools. Not necessarily sure why they're doing it, but they don't want their logos to be abused or used for other reasons such as clothing, are used in the wrong context, I guess. You will see in White Lotus at the moment, Duke University of North Carolina, and not too happy about how their characters are using that brand. So you never know, maybe that's where they got the idea from, but an unusual initiative in the education sector. And finally, over in the Irish Times, they're reflecting back on yesterday's results from the food group Ornua, of course, which own the big brand Kerrygold, the second biggest butter brand in America now. They say they are suffering under a 10% tariff imposed by President Trump, and that will have a €50 million hit to Kerrygold over the next year. The company is in negotiations with customers, has been doing a bit of stockpiling before those tariffs came in, but now the hit will be arriving. It will be split, of course, between customers, and of course the company may have to eat some of it themselves. So the exact breakdown and all that very delicate negotiation will get underway between the company and its customers over the next few weeks.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.